Welcome to your morning buzzcast. It is Wednesday. It's March 4th. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's start with the coronavirus impact on sports. There is more fallout from the spread of the virus as last night the Basketball Africa League was postponed. This is the inaugural season for the league. It was scheduled to tip off on March 13th in Senegal. This is the NBA FIBA-backed league, 12 teams, a lot of interest in this league, but now the 12-team pro league start has been postponed until a later date. No estimate or date was given. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball said yesterday it does not presently plan to cancel or postpone spring training or regular season games due to the coronavirus, but has established an internal task force to deal with the complications over the next couple of months. And yesterday, the IOC came out with its most forceful declaration that the Tokyo Games will proceed as planned. About a week ago, some IOC members floated the idea that the games could be canceled. Yesterday, the IOC said it was all systems go. Comcast's Brian Roberts also said that NBC Universal plans to move forward with the games, but that they have insurance protection should anything happen. Let's now shift to the NHL. And one of the more interesting stories around the NHL for me has been the player and puck tracking that the NHL has really doubled down on. Well, very interesting news out of Canada today. Starting with the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NHL will introduce a new puck containing electronic equipment for all games as part of a greater implementation of the player and puck tracking. So the new puck has been tested in about 9 NHL games in 9 different buildings since February. Testing will continue until the start of the playoffs. Apparently the pucks are more expensive to produce, about $100 per puck, but the puck transmits far more data about location, speed, acceleration, and that information, along with tracking data gathered from the players, will be displayed on broadcast during the playoffs. So this could be a very exciting new dawn of player and puck tracking. So look for that around the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's shift to the NFL. This broke yesterday by our own Ben Fisher. Microsoft signed a long-term sponsorship extension with the NFL. Now they, of course, have been on the sidelines with their Surface tablets. Now they will add business collaboration software, and it's Microsoft Teams program will now be a platform used by all 32 NFL clubs. I want to hit on two other quick things. One story that broke yesterday to keep an eye on. We've talked about Amazon's foray into sports. Well, the Yankees and Amazon revealed their streaming plan for this season. It will involve 21 games available only to Amazon Prime Video users in 4 states that are around the Yankees' home footprint. So that's New York, Connecticut, parts of Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. These games will also be on over the air, but also for Prime Video members. The first game of the 21 games will be April 17th against the Reds. Again, an interesting test. We'll want to see on the buffering and the latency, but Amazon has done this well, and now they're doing 21 games with the Yankees as part of their deal with the YES Network. Some interesting news that broke yesterday by our own John Oran. ESPN website The Undefeated, which of course covers the intersection of sports and race. Now ESPN is exploring ways to feature The Undefeated across all of Disney's platforms and expand its coverage into sports, fashion, music, the arts, and technology. So they've made some staff changes. ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro feels there's a real business behind this. They're going to also hire a business leader to focus on growth and monetization. So look for The Undefeated to have a larger voice across ESPN's platforms going forward. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great day.